A saint once said, "The pain of life is pure salt. No more, no less." The amount of pain in life remains the same, but the amount we taste the pain depends on the container we put it into. And I will give the story that follows that. So when you are in pain, the only thing you can do is to enlarge your sense of things. The sense of things that you are not alone. God knows everything before they even allow that. And that you are connected to that vast presence of God. Infinite wisdom. And that this is temporary. And we also know, as I will continue with the scriptures, that God allows pain and challenges in our life for a purpose that we can't even imagine until it's been revealed to us as the benefits come. But the chapter in the Christian Bible, in the book of Psalm, chapter 30, verse 5, says it all, which says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." So this is a reminder that periods of suffering are temporary. And that joy and hope will eventually follow. Because the night represents sorrow, a season of grief, pain, loss, hardship, confusion, darkness of ignorance. And this time, this period can feel long and overwhelming. But it reassures us that it is not permanent. That's why it says, "But joy comes in the morning." Morning represents joy because we all know we go to sleep at night, everything. Some of us can't even see well at night. But then the morning dawns, the radiant sun, and then we can actually see clearly. Even with those with diluted pupils, they can see clearly. So just like the dawn follows the night, morning symbolizes the promise of a new beginning, the name of our community. Restoration and renewed joy from because God never leaves us. Never, ever. So we encourage each other. How do we find that joy that comes in the morning? We start by embracing our emotions. Don't deny that what happened didn't happen. And that what you feel, you're not supposed to feel that. Even those who have risen to that transcendental thing, they feel the emotion. Jesus wept, the shortest in the Bible. Why did he weep? It's because of Lazarus. So even if it's for a split second, Jesus felt that emotion. But then he rose above that. When they were saying, "Oh, master, don't even worry about yourself. The body is already stinking. It's been 3 days." He's there. And what did he say? He's asleep. That God in him rose like, "No, my child is asleep." And the people who heard the chuckle like, "Yeah, right. Smelly, smelly is asleep." And we all know the rest of the story. So we need to accept, acknowledge, and accept our feelings without judgment. But we must rise above that. And for those of you who are fully anchored in your meditation in the Spirit of God, I guess nature expects you to quickly brush it off. Why? You don't forget, you remember. Because in the remembrance, in remembering, it eases out gradually. And you regain your power, your inner awareness, your inner strength, your inner joy. We should look for small moments of good, even during difficult days. Because it might be a grandchild who doesn't know their parents have died. They didn't, you know, because they're too young. And they might even say something that if the adults don't pay attention, they will miss it. That will make them chuckle. That will temporarily take that pain away. Or it might be your pet if you have a pet. Because they tend to sense something. And then they come and knock you around you and like, okay, look, it's going to be okay. We saw this coming, but you didn't, but we know it's going to be okay. It might be your siblings, it might be your spouse, it might be anyone in your family. It might even be the wind as it blows the flowers. 1 minute it blows it, the next it's gone, right? Which is the nature of life. 1 minute we're here, the next we're gone. That's why they say 1,000 years is like a split second in the sight of God. We think living to be 90, oh, big deal. It doesn't even work. So when those moments of good shows up, let us be grateful for them. Let our mind focus on that, because then it lifts us up. And we must never fail to seek the support of those who God has already placed there, because sometimes we miss that. There are people already placed there. It could be years of years, it could be they just come temporary, because the divine love knows what is coming, and they offer the support. Don't say, I don't need it. See what God is offering. You never know, it might be the one that totally lifts you out of that well of pain. I know sometimes when we are going through pain, we can't eat, we can't sleep. Nothing makes sense. We just want that pain to be gone like it never happened. But in spite of that, we should do self-care. Try to eat something. But don't force it if you can't eat, because the emotions are so high. But then let's surrender it to God. And we must cultivate patience. Don't say, because this one was able to do it. Your journey might be a bit longer. But let them inspire you. In Buddhism, they see the pain of life as caused by attachment and ignorance. Let us think for a minute about attachment and ignorance. The person who just passed on, you think he wants to stay here? Once he had a taste, that soul is so grateful that journey is over. But because of our own emotional attachment, it's okay. That's how the Lord did it. So you can't blame yourself for having emotions and attachment. But we shouldn't let you rule us. We should release. And our pain is compounded by our ignorance that we are separated from God. Because we can't see God. Well, I don't know if God even sees me or knows I'm going through. He who created, who is the owner of life, sees everything. So then let's behave like Jesus did and all the other saints we've heard about from different paths. They reconnected to that which is more higher than them. When Jesus wanted to negotiate the contract, Father, can you say, oh, for this I was born. And what did he say, Dila? Father, into thy hand, I commit my spirit. That is a profound way to tell us God is ever with us. You don't have to be a saint. We just need to get our head out of that darkness of ignorance that God is never there. If God is there when you are having a good time, don't you think the same God will be there when you are having a hard time, going through pain? The pain of life in Hinduism, they said, is attributed to karma. Well, I don't know. When was the last time you actually knew what your karma is? It's not like you can see it in a showcase where you say, oh, these are all my karma. That's why this happened. Sometimes we give too much power to karma. None of us is allowed to be free from the challenges, suffering, and pain of life. It's just what it is. Joy and pain, they are siblings. They roll together. It's like the flow of life. And in Christianity, they see the pain of life, and in Christianity and Islam, as a consequence of a falling world. That is a means for spiritual growth, the test of our faith, the time to draw closer to God. But we all know, if you've ever gone through pain, that there's a purpose that we may not understand at that time. God can use suffering to develop a person's character. Remember Job? To test faith, to draw people closer. Because it's usually when we're going through that pain, then we will do everything to get rid of the pain. Sometimes we pray more during that time. Or some of us will do the opposite, like, forget it. I've given everything to God. He didn't take care of this, so I'm done. But then when they calm down after, then they see. Pain and suffering, they do have positive purpose. It gives us hope. It helps us through endurance. It gives us hope. And the Bible understands this, that pain and suffering is a universal experience. Humans have to go through it. Even dogs, pets, they go through it, isn't it? Some of them have tumors like humans. They go through, you know. Trees go through stress and all of that. If they are created and if they are alive, it is part of the universal thing. And that's why Job in the Bible said, Man who is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. If you were born, yeah. The days might be full, but it's full of trouble. The days might be few. Suffering can manifest the power of God in our lives. So we send our blessings to everyone who's experiencing loss or any form of suffering because of life challenges, that their divine love will bring clarity and they will feel that presence, that they are not alone, and they will be strengthened so that they can go through the pain, welcome the gift that it brings, and then they can celebrate the inner presence of God in their own lives. It's always there. Now to complete this with my story. Remember the saying that I said, the pain of life is pure salt. No more, no less. There was a young man who was very unhappy with his life. He felt depressed and, you know, he's just not happy at the time. And some of us, we may have experienced some episodes of, you know, like, why this? And some feel it all the time. But like any of us seeking for a solution to our pain or our suffering, or to just know why this. So he find out there's a saint somewhere in the nearby town. So he decided one day to go visit. He felt, oh, well, these saints, we hear they have wisdom and all of that, they can do things. And ask for a solution for his life. So the young man approached the saint after he's acknowledged the saint. He says, I have so many problems in my life that I'm always sad. Please, could you give me a solution so that I don't have to be this sad anymore? So that at least I can live my life fully. Because I would like to be happy. How can I be happy? Please tell me. The saint listened to him carefully. Didn't say anything. He listened to him, right? And then he got up. The young man was perplexed. He was confused to see that the saint just left him without saying anything. But he sat there, he figured, well, I don't know, but maybe he will come back. After a while, the saint came back to him with a glass of water and a bowl full of salt. So he looked at him and said, since you are so unhappy, okay, why don't we try this? Scoop a handful of salt from that bowl and put it in the glass and then drink that water. The young man was still perplexed and confused, like, what? But he did as he was instructed. Why? Because when we're in pain, when we're suffering, we will look for any solution to relieve off of that. So he drank it. And then the saint said, how does it taste? The young man said, "It's terrible. All I could taste was the salt." Because if salt water was so nice, all of us would be going to the ocean to drink it, isn't it? I don't think anyone wants to drink salt water. Now the saint asked the young man, "Okay, follow me now. Take a handful of salt and come with me." And the saint took him to a nearby lake. He said, "Now put this salt in the lake." The young man is like, "Okay, I don't get this, but he's a saint, he must, you know." So he did it in and threw the salt in the lake. After this, the saint asked him, "Okay, go down there and drink water from the lake." The young man drank some and drank until he filled himself. And he said, the teacher said, "How does it taste?" The young man said, "It tastes good." Then the saint said, "Were you able to taste the salt in the water?" The young man said, "No." So as they sat by the lady, the saint took his hand and said, "The pain of life is pure salt. No more, no less. The amount of pain in your life remains the same, but the amount we taste of that pain depends on the container we put it into. Do we get this now?" So when you enlarge yourself, when you see yourself connected to God, to the universe, to everything, it will put your pain in perspective. You will know you are not alone. You will know you are not the first to go through this kind of pain. If others can, you know, they overcome, yes, you will overcome. It is temporary. There is no way your pain is allowed to overwhelm you. We know Job, he didn't overwhelm, well, he came out of it. Jesus came out of the, you can't even describe the pain of being crucified. So the only thing when we're in pain to do it is enlarge that sense of who you are, who you belong to. You are an immortal soul. Stop being a glass of water, become a lake. Do we get this? And then we will be able to glorify God and we'll be able to say, "Lord, thank you. I didn't understand, but thank you for putting me through this. Now I can see I'm more powerful than the devil that tries to challenge me, devil of pain." May we all, through God's grace, continue to expand our consciousness and know that as God is omnipotent, so we are omnipotent and we are never alone. And may we overcome all suffering and pain. And may the family of our sister be given that wisdom to deal with this pain. Peace and joy to all. Amen.